discussing an observation that I made when we were in the park the other day, looking at how different species of trees bend in the wind. A brief outline before I begin, I'll start with the motivation for this project, which is mostly just observational, followed by a geometric interpretation, which you can use to analyze how trees bend in different wind speeds or wind forces. Then you can relate the wind speed, the stiffness of the tree species, and the curvature that it experiences under the force of the wind. And finally, just to make some conclusions. So to begin, the motivation for this project is obviously we were out in the park the other day and we made some observations. And I noticed that different species of trees seem to bend different amounts and wanted to know if the stiffness of the tree is related to this and if you actually observe that a stiffer tree bends more or less given the wind. It seems like a pretty obvious answer, but it is kind of interesting and relates to the observation in a different way than you'd expect. Before doing any analysis of the situation, you need to take into a few considerations. For example, I'm not really interested in gusting wind, so I was looking at a constant wind speed. Second of all, and perhaps most important, when you consider the actual structure of the tree, which you would assume to be a cylinder, in most cases it is, you want the bending to be symmetric, because while trees aren't exactly symmetric, there are so many different situations that it's easier to just sort of average it over a symmetric. So you're ignoring any sort of rotation. And also, what I mean by a symmetric bending of the cylindrical structure of the tree is that if you consider an axis along the center and cross-sectional planes, which when it's straight are perpendicular to this axis, if you deform the cylinder, then these cross-sectional planes will stay perpendicular to the axis. So it's a conformal map, basically, between the straight cylinder and any sort of deformation. And finally, when you consider the actual fiber structure of the tree, you want to assume that it's a linear stretching or compression when it's bent, so Hooke's law holds. To sort of discuss how a tree or cylinder bends under an applied force, you can use a geometric argument. And when you have an applied bending moment called M on the cylinder, you have what is called a neutral plane. So this is a plane along the axis of the cylinder, which doesn't undergo any stretching or compression. So there's no stress or strain on this plane. And you make any sort of analysis with relation to this plane. So if we take a fiber segment, say ST, some distance y from this plane, you can analyze how this fiber is stretched when there's an applied force. So the first step with what you want to do is look at the strain experienced by this fiber, so how much it's stretched over its original length. And this is done by accounting for the curvature. So if you look at the two cross-sectional planes, which are parallel when the tree or cylinder is unbent, which these planes would be MN and PQ, once there's any bending, they actually meet at an angle given by delta theta. And the distance from the central point and the neutral plane is given by a curvature, or radius of curvature R, also curvature, which I'll call kappa later. And then we have a distance from the fiber position y to the central point being just R plus y. And you can then get this ratio of the change in length of the fiber to its original length just based on arc length. So its stretched length will be r plus y times delta theta, and its original length, which again would be equivalent to the length ig, since that length doesn't change, is just given by r delta theta. So we can use these two relationships to find the strain on the fiber, which is just given here. And you can express the strain by the distance y of the fiber to the neutral plane times its curvature, or divided by the radius of curvature. Another component that you want to look at when you're considering the bending of an object is the stress. So the stress on a segment of the tree is the ratio of the force applied and its area that it presents to this force. And we can combine these two ideas using Young's modulus, and we can actually express the force as a function of Young's modulus, which is this measure of the stiffness of the material, which is one of the characteristics that you'd be interested in when you want to see how different types of trees are bending. And also measurement or the area that the tree presents to the wind front and its strain. So yeah, you can find this relationship is related to the curvature as well. But an interesting point here is you're not, when we think of wind, we don't usually think of the force applied by the wind, you actually think of the wind speed. So you want to take it a step further and just using fluid dynamics again, like in the previous presentation, you are looking at the drag force that's exerted on the tree by the wind. And you do this, it's the pressure times the area presented to the wind, times the drag coefficient given by CD here. And if we actually expand the pressure term, you get the force as a function of obviously the air density, but also the wind speed. So now we can use this expression with the equation given on the previous slide to find a relationship between the curvature of the tree, its stiffness, and the wind speed, which is what we're looking for. And this is a really obvious result, I guess, if you think about it for 2 seconds in any way mathematically. You have the curvature is inversely proportional to the stiffness of the tree. But if you actually connect this to observation, it's a bit more detailed, because when you're out in nature, you look at different types of trees, and in general, you'll notice that trees like a birch tree, for example, seem to be moving around a lot more than, for example, a pine tree, which is a bit narrower. So this value here, actually for the drag coefficient, is much more important than you think. So even though if we look at the next page, which is just some measurements made in a study of different types of trees, the second one being a pine tree and the fourth one being a birch tree, you notice that Young's modulus for a pine tree is less than that of a birch tree. So a pine tree is much more flexible, and in a constant wind speed, you'd expect it to bend a lot more than you would a birch tree. But if you go outside, birch trees are moving all around. Pine trees don't seem to move that much in wind, especially in sort of an average wind speed. In gusting, you might notice different effects. And yeah, the relationship with this is the drag coefficient. Obviously, a pine tree presents a much smaller area to the wind front than a birch tree. And also, because they're pine needles, they don't have as much resistance to the wind as leaves on a birch tree. So while the actual structural result is agrees on how you would think about it mathematically, or using the relationship with the curvature and the stiffness, what you observe is a bit different. So I thought that was rather interesting. And yeah, ultimately, you can show that the physical relationship between different tree species and how much they bend in wind, while expected, while the mathematical result is easily thought of and expected, how it relates to observation, there are many more complexities. So thank you. And, yeah, it's so that's the difference, I guess. The drag coefficient for a birch tree is much higher. So while it's a stiffer tree, it'll actually, because it has a higher drag coefficient, it'll be moving around more, experience more curvature.
But there must be also some distribution, how the drag is distributed across the height of the tree.
Yes, I think
drag
so.
Coefficient is just one number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to consider based on sort of a horizontal cut, I guess, through the tree. So you're looking at the width at that cut. And you get, you can only consider with the bending, you have to consider in small segments anyway, because at different, because the y is based on a distance from the central axis or the neutral plane of the cylinder. So if you have a narrower portion of the tree, you're gonna have more bending anyway. Answers your question. I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay. Are there more questions? Yeah. Actually, I could point out what's also interesting about your comment, I think, with the drag coefficient. When you have when the tree is actually bending, it changes the drag coefficient as well. Because, and in that case, a tree like a birch tree is more streamlined if it's bent because the branches tend to grow upwards, whereas a pine tree, which has sort of horizontal branches, actually the drag coefficient will increase slightly as you present different, yeah. Further